USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is touring a Volvo manufacturing plant for engines and transmissions in Hagerstown, Maryland, Friday. Speaking to workers at the plant, the president touts the unemployment rate unveiled in the September jobs report released Friday.
The unemployment rate remains at a historic low, 3.5% unemployment. That includes the lowest unemployment among Hispanic Americans ever in the history of this country, the second lowest employment among black teenagers ever. And this recovery has been the fastest increase of people re-entering the workforce of any modern economic recovery.
The school district's police department in Uvalde, Texas, is being suspended. The announcement comes after months of outrage as officers were accused of not doing more to save children and teachers who were murdered earlier this year. One top official is also retiring, while another is being placed on administrative leave. The 44th running of the Chicago Marathon is set to take place this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Gas prices are a dime higher than a week ago as they just keep climbing. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is $3.89 on Friday, up 3 cents from Thursday. Prices are the lowest in the South, but still rising. These drivers saying they're continuing to make sacrifices as gas prices continue to rise.
I'm spending so much on gas now. I'm spending way more than it was, like, say, 6 months ago or something. Like, gas prices are crazy.
I just buy enough to go to work and home, and so I don't really buy, I don't want to plan anything because the price of gas is so high.
I think it's crazy. It's somewhere at the point in which we either eat or put gas.
Florida's First Lady is announcing within the first 5 days of activation, the Florida Disaster Fund raised nearly $35 million in donations to support communities impacted by Hurricane Ian.
They're going to start getting in contact with FEMA. They're going to see how much they get in relief. They're going to see how much their policies are giving them. But beyond that, we want to have this avenue for them to say, oh, I can go to the Florida Disaster Fund and I can get fund there. So it's all a big group effort.
Carly DeSantis making the announcement while promoting the public-private partnership to fill in gaps for hurricane victims already using FEMA funds, disaster relief, and unemployment. NASCAR drivers making their final preparations at the Charlotte Motor Speedway for the Bank of America Roval 400. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.